You're listening to a podcast from the Cinema Geekly Podcast Network. We're the geeks you deserve and the ones you need right now.
Welcome to Hear the Walking Dead, Cinema Geekly's all-encompassing omnibus Walking Dead podcast. It's Anthony and Aurora. We're back to talk two more episodes of Fear the Walking Dead Season 8, the final season on AMC and AMC Plus. Doing two episodes here, covering Episode 3 and the most recent episode, Episode 4. And then we're going to be all caught up, and then it's probably just one episode at a time until the end of the season. So let's dive in. Real quick, episode 3 called Odessa. We get a flashback. 12 years earlier, General Krennic of the... That sounds like a Star Trek villain name, by the way. of the United States Army prepares to distribute supplies Padre stockpiled to rebuild civilization. Walkers overrun the shipyard and Krennic is killed. He implores his children, Sam and Ben, to continue Padre's mission. In the present... With June's treatment having been successful on Finch, Shrike prepares to experiment on Madison. Suspicious of Finch's fate, Mo and Dove find the train and create a distraction, allowing June to overpower Shrike. The group Adrian was a part of turns out to be led by Daniel, eventually captures everyone. Daniel, having been abandoned by Padre, reveals he organized a group of parents into a resistance movement to rescue the kids. With Shrike as a hostage, Madison, June, and Dove return to the island to confront Padre, who is revealed to be Ben, the brother of Shrike. After losing their father, Shrike and Ben restructured Padre to protect children from the pain of losing their parents while simultaneously working to rebuild the world. Dove turns on Madison after learning that she is actually Odessa Sanderson and her mother died in Louisiana because Madison convinced her that she could rescue her daughter. Daniel rescues Madison and June and vow to find Morgan. Shrike returns to the shipyard and tells Ben they will have to clear the walkers out and begin their expansion as their father intended. Your thoughts on episode 3?
Ugh.
Oof. Yeah. Rough.
I don't know about this. Mm-hmm. This is gonna sound rough, but I do not care for these characters whatsoever. I don't know what it is, but I just didn't get any attachment to these two new characters.
Shrike
and her brother. Yeah, yeah. And I think part of it is, I don't know how you feel, but I don't buy the reasoning for creating this island of kids. I don't think that what they presented to me is enough to justify what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems,
so much.
Yeah. I don't care about the, I sort of get it, but also it's like, okay, this is really not that interesting to me. And in a lot of ways, it almost feels like they defanged the villains. Like they don't feel nearly as threatening to me right now. And maybe that's the point. Maybe there's going to be something else that's going to come along later. I don't know, but
maybe, yeah.
I'm also mad that it ruined my, t-shirt idea. which was going to be, I already showed you like an early rough draft of it, but it was a kickball with the Wilson face drawn on it.
Yes.
And I was going to, the text on the shirt was going to read Padre Truther. and which is like a joke that only you and I are going to get and laugh at. Nobody would buy that shirt probably, but they completely ruined it by showing us who the Padre is in this episode. Yeah. I did not realize one episode later. The worst part is, Aurora, is that we only watched these episodes when we were prepared to talk about them for the podcast. So this episode had already been out. It came out on May 28th. Mm-hmm. So this is actually several days old. And I would have put out this Padre truther and people would have been like, who wants to tell him? Like, we already know who it is. And it's like, no, I guess we dodged a bullet there. But was really liking the kickball with Wilson's face on it. That's a shame.
But I mean, I feel like... Honestly, I feel like anything would have been better than this revelation.
Right. Our idea, I think, is better.
I mean, but, this Padre, like I said in the last episode, I mean, this Padre thing has been going on for a while in this show. Mm-hmm. And they keep teasing us about Padre and different points in the show. Padre has been different things.
Yeah.
So I was really looking forward to this revelation of who this person is, and it just didn't do it for me.
It turns out that Padre is just, you know, he's on a shipping container in a shipyard that has supplies to rebuild society, which I guess is a huge thing, but it's weird about all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird, and how did... I don't know. Anyway.
And, you know, at the beginning of the episode, when we are looking, we're seeing the flashback.
Yeah.
The dad says something like, the two kids are trying to stop their dad from leaving the island.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you stay here with us. And the dad is saying, you know, we have to go out there. We have to provide this to people. We have to help. Like, the whole thing was their dad wanted to help people. Yeah. And I don't think that the legacy that they think they're doing is... what is happening.
I mean, I feel like you're writing the final episodes of the season or whatever, which is not a good thing. Like, I can see like Madison, like, saying what, like, she'd be yelling it or whatever, but basically everything you just said, like, this isn't the future your father wanted, and they're like, right. Oh my god, you're right, it isn't.
Yeah. It's exactly
wow, we have just come to this realization. Mm-hmm. I really hope that that's not what this is. I hope that they've got something a little bit better in store, that we're not just, you know, three episodes in, it's like, okay, we know what they're doing, and this is how it's going to end. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. I mean, it was cool to see Daniel. Always great.
Cool.
Always great to see Daniel.
Yes.
Showed up with his juice cup. His little sippy cup with his straw. You know, just living the life or whatever. There's a moment in the...
Again, another person that looks great after 7 years.
So, he's not aged a day. And he's been through worse things than everyone else. Just unbelievable staying power. So, like, I want to touch on this at the end. They're like... because, like, all this stuff with Madison happens.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, the Daniel's second in command or whatever. She's like, you know, this isn't the person you said or whatever. And she's like, you know what? No, I'm not the leader you were hoping for, but I know who is. And I'm like, Daniel, the guy who's been leading you this far? And she's like, Morgan. And under normal circumstances, I'd be like, yeah, Morgan. But after the last episode, I'm like, oh, Morgan, the guy who closed up shop and gave his kid away after he ran into some swamp zombies? That Morgan? like, he's not a great leader at all. It's like that dude was like, swamp zombies, I give up. Like, you know, that's not a good leader. Daniel's the good leader. What?
Yes.
But, you know, he didn't say anything. He just moved along.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Daniel. But yeah, some of this stuff.
But also, I mean, am I remembering this correctly? But didn't they present last season Daniel as someone that was having some sort of like mental issue, like dementia?
Yeah, but in the last 7 years, Aurora, it's gotten better, because that is how those illnesses work. They improve over time.
Especially in the zombie apocalypse.
Yep, especially in elderly people. They're well known for getting better with age.
I was like, there's no indication of what happened last season with Daniel with this. He's like literally leading a group of people. Yeah. Okay.
Humans are like a fine wine. They only get better with age, and that is what's happened here. Clearly, I don't have an explanation for that at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he's just better now. And okay.
So I don't know. Maybe it was the radiation.
Also,
I don't know.
Also, I mean, clearly this is magic radiation because in between the last episode and this episode, we learned that June just straight up cured Finch from zombie bites.
Yeah.
And nobody's making a big deal about this at all.
Again, so I heard that correctly then.
She did it. Yeah, she did it off camera. He's fine.
I thought that's what I heard, but I was like, maybe I didn't understand what.
Yeah. No, he's cool now and he's back on the island and no worries. She just cured the zombie plague and like they're just very low key about it. You know what? Honestly, we need more people like them out there. Less people that are too braggy nowadays, Aurora. Like, we need somebody who, like, cures cancer and is just like,
gives like, up to themselves.
Like, I did it when no one was looking, and I haven't told anybody. I know I did it actually, like, 3 years ago, but I didn't want to seem like a douche. So I wasn't like, hey, look what I did, everybody. So, you know, I just kept it on the down low, you know? If people asked me about it, I'd be like, yeah, I did that. But, you know, I don't want to brag. So, like, that's how they treated it in this. Like, one talked about it, really. And it's like, wait, she just cured it, though, right? Like, if you get bit and then she does, like, this radiation thing, like, it stops you from being a zombie.
Yeah.
That's, everyone needs to know about this. This is the end of all of the shows, Aurora. All of the shows are ending now. Because I guess it's a good thing they time jumped in front of everything. Because
I guess. Yeah.
Like this way. Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. I feel like they just leapt over it and it just happened in the last episode. I don't know. Do you have any other thoughts on episode 3?
I felt like this episode, I don't know. Like I said, this took characters that are essentially Padre. It was disappointing to see what it really was.
Yeah.
And the whole, like, they take Shriek. It's Shriek, right?
No, it's Shrike, which is
Shrike,
a bird.
Shrike.
They're all birds, apparently.
They're all birds, yeah. They take her hostage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I'm also frustrated a little bit with Madison because she leaves Padre, but then she comes back. But then she leaves Padre, but then she comes back.
Yeah, it's a just very abusive relationship.
She just keeps going back, and I understand that she wants to free the kids and she wants to like expose Padre, but it's just a little back and forth too. So I don't know. I'm a little bit, what's going on.
I'm pretty lukewarm on the main story. That's for sure. What would you give episode 3 then? I'm curious.
I gave this a 3.
Okay. I went with a 3 as well, but it's a pretty cold 3.
Yeah.
I was teetering around 2 3/4, but there were some elements in it that I enjoyed, but there was like, I don't know. Like I'm feeling pretty lukewarm about it. I don't know. So, up next, I like this episode more, so I'm curious to know if this is the one that you liked more as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Episode 4, King County. Morgan returns to King County, Georgia to put down his zombified son, Dwayne, followed by Grace and Mo, as well as Dwight and Sherry, who are being forced to hunt him down by Shrike. Morgan is forced to reveal his past to his family and face his feelings of failure as he revisits the home where Morgan and Dwayne had lived during their time, as well as the house that Dwayne had died in after being bitten by Morgan's wife, Jenny, due to Morgan's failure to put her down when he had the chance. By the way, this is all Walking Dead Season 1 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan and Grace are eventually captured and forced to show Shrike's forces that they are telling the truth about Morgan's mission, but they don't find Dwayne. Dwight and Sherry kill the two guards with them, unwilling to allow Morgan to be executed because they think he was lying. They also help Finch escape from the island. Left alone, Grace reveals that she is terminally ill from radiation sickness. Trying to escape Morgan's burning house, Mo discovers that her father had chained up Dwayne in the attic years before during his period of insanity. With Mo in danger, Morgan is finally able to shoot Dwayne with the gun that Rick Grimes had left for him and buries Jenny and Dwayne's bodies. However, Grace is bitten by a walker, and Morgan, Grace, Mo, Dwight, Sherry, and Finch try to race her to June for help. What did you think of episode 4?
Again, another situation.
Yes.
They're just brushing off that June's cures zombie bites now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just at the end, and they're like, and Morgan says something along the lines of, oh, June cures bites.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna take you to June. And I was like, wait, what?
She's got the bite cure. Yeah. Didn't you hear, Aurora? It's big news. Apparently, it's
news to me.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's time jumps everywhere. Like,
yeah.
I love the idea of this episode. But it's just like, for some reason, Morgan's here to do this thing. Like, last time we saw Mo, a.k.a. the last episode, they were, like, in the woods with the rest of the gang. And now, all of a sudden, they're with Grace. She's with Grace, and they're with Morgan. And, like, when did any... She didn't even see her parents at all in the last episode. Now she's with... This almost feels like this
and
episode...
And Mo is the one that sent, like, the message.
Yeah.
So that Grace would... Like...
This episode almost feels like it's airing out of order.
I 100% agree.
Like, yes. I feel like the next episode we'll see, like, Mo reuniting with Morgan and Grace or something. I mean, we're not, because I saw the preview for the next episode. It's not that. It's a continuation from this. But it's like, there's just stuff happening off screen. And I'm like, what's happening? Why? Yeah. It feels disjointed to me. But I do like the idea of this episode. Anyway, continue. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I think that we both have expressed that Clear is one of our favorite episodes of all time.
Yeah.
In The Walking Dead. So I appreciate the nod to the episode and kind of like... continuing that story.
Yes.
But the one thing that I kept thinking about was, we know that 7 years have passed since the last time we saw these characters. And before that, more years passed between what happened with Dwayne and where Morgan is.
At least 13 years.
Yeah. So the fact, I don't know, I was trying to wrap my head around why now. Mm-hmm. Why is he going now there?
Well, I'll tell you why, Aurora. I know why. Because Morgan was sitting at the end of the last episode we saw him in. He was sitting there. He's like, wow, you know what? Been through a lot. And it just dawned on me that this is the final season of the show. And there are some loose ends in my story that go back almost 20 years in chronological canon story time that have not been addressed. So maybe it's about time I go and do that. Will the timing seem coincidental, given that this is near the end of the show? Yes. Will two podcasters have questions to ask about why I'm doing this now? Perhaps yes. But
yes.
You know what? I don't have time to think about them. They're in the past, and they're long dead. They didn't make it through the zombie apocalypse, and I did.
I mean,
Morgan, a real person who is about to go do this thing right now.
Who gave up his daughter because zombies were trying to get him in a swamp.
Yeah.
Now is going... He remembered he had a kid.
I tried.
Zombie kid back in a house.
Yeah,
then we just put him down.
I tried very hard to sort of watch this in a vacuum.
Right.
And not... Because I do like that they're doing this. It just feels weird and random.
And his performance was great.
Yep.
Like, he's at a base. He's amazing, as
Money's
always.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it felt, I agree with you that it felt like it was out of order.
Yeah.
Especially because of Mo's presence in this episode, and I don't know. I also felt like Grace bringing up that now she's dying again.
Again, from the thing that we all thought she was dying from, but then wasn't?
Yeah, this is...
It is?
And then she gets bit.
Yeah, so it's like, save me so I can die from radiation poisoning. Maybe I survived it once, maybe I can survive it again?
I get it.
Maybe the magic radiation treatment will just cure everything?
I mean, but... Oh, that's a good point, though, because... Yeah. If they're going to use radiation to treat the bite, but she's dying from radiation, then they won't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening is the answer to all of that. It just feels very tacked on, like, to make Morgan's story as tragic as possible.
He already had a tragic story.
Yes! Like, it doesn't need to get worse. I just feel like, you know, they're trying to tack things on. But the problem is, for me, they're feeling tacked on. Normally, I didn't give this episode a 4, for the record, but I think under better circumstances, this would have been an easy 4 episode.
Yeah.
Because of the overarching story, but I feel like they mishandled some stuff here and there. But anyway,
continue
with your thoughts.
No, I mean, the other thing that I was thinking about in this episode is the fact that, again, I feel like Mo, as a character... is very eager to be a daughter to Morgan and Grace when we know that the kids in this island were basically brainwashed to hate their parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, every chance that she gets, she's like, oh, is this, can I call you mom and dad? Oh, hey, this is how what it feels to, you know, be a family. And I'm like, okay, well, you were brainwashed. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know.
I mean, they are raised to believe that their parents didn't care about them, or, and the hilarious thing is, in most of the cases, that's probably not true, but in most cases, Morgan was like, I'm giving her up, like, you take her, like, in his mind, to keep her safe, right? That's his justification, but to a kid, kid's not going to think about it like that. They're just going to think they abandoned me. So of all the kids who had a case, Mo might be the one that's just like, you know, exactly. You guys kind of are jerks a little bit. Exactly. Yes. But she wasn't. She's very...
she's very eager.
Mo is a super kid. She is very willing to forget the past and move on, which is commendable.
She's very willing to forget the past and also like overthrow everything that she...
she's been living in. Yes. Yeah. She's got that rebel spirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I really did. Like, if you forget about all of that stuff, Morgan struggling to, like, still struggling to put down his son, mm-hmm. like, still seeing, like, his wife out there, right. Stuff like that. I loved little touches like that, and I thought they were excellent, and I thought his performance was great. Mm-hmm. At the end, when he thought he had just, like, failed again, he was just, like, ready to die. And I thought all of that stuff was pretty great. Like, just good performances. Mm-hmm. You know, again, it feels like time had passed off camera because Sherry and Dwight were here, and they're like, they got our kid. And, like, which we kind of knew, but, like, he's off the island and he's back to where, like, and he's awake and he's safe and the treatment worked. And now, like, they're just out hunting Morgan down. It feels like we missed stuff.
We missed something, yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, when they showed up and they were, like, confronting Morgan, I was like, wait, did I miss something?
Yeah, I thought it would have been, like, one of those situations where it's like, you know, hey, we're here to help, buddy, or something. But it's like, no, they're working for him and they've got our kid. And, it makes sense to a degree, but it just feels like stuff happened off screen with our main characters. Like, stuff can happen off screen, but it shouldn't be developments with our characters, I don't think.
Right.
And it just feels like some stuff was missing there.
Or, you know, discovering the cure for the
yes.
in a show about zombies.
I feel like that should have been a scene where it's like, oh my God, I've done it. You know, something. Yeah. And I'm not saying this ruined the story. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it makes the story feel disjointed to me. It feels like it has some missing pieces in it to me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, final thoughts on episode 4, and what would you give it?
I mean, I did like this episode more than the previous one, mainly because of the nods to the Clear episode.
Yes.
I did give it 3.5.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am holding out to, I'm just hoping that it gets better and some things get explained more.
Yeah.
But at this point, I think that with the Padre situation and also the way that they are using medicine in the show, I'm disappointed in how they're doing it.
Yeah. I also landed at 3.5 for this. So we were on the same page for both. Mm-hmm. I thought this was a solid episode. Probably not close to the best episode of the season, but probably second best episode of the season. I think I liked episode 2 more. For sure, I liked episode 2 more. But this was close. It just mishandled a few things a little bit. But other than that, I thought it was a good episode. But it still feels like we're off the rails a little bit. And next week, it looks like a race against time, that sort of thing. There's a chase to get to the train, to get to June, who has, of course...
It seems that they're in a very slow boat.
Yeah, in a very slow boat. To really stretch out the 45 or 46 minutes. The boat can't go too fast. And the train also has to be moving, I believe. So, there's going to be obstacles in the way. But we will talk about that. In the meantime, though, everybody, you can head on over to cinemageekly.com, where you can check out the archives of the show. Of course, it's a listener-supported podcast. There are a couple of ways to help out there, if you so choose. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cinemageekly. We have the merch store, geeklymerch.com. The links for those will be in the show notes for this episode. Of course, you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Audible. Just search for Hear the Walking Dead, hit subscribe, and that way you can join us next week to hear us talk about Fear the Walking Dead Season 8, Episode 5, called More Time Than You Know.